It's 8:40 on the ticket. We are your coronavirus clearinghouse station with all the coronavirus news. You'll hear it here first on our show. And joining us now on the ticket hotline, he's been covering the coronavirus. He's also been covering the combine. He's our NFL draft expert and old buddy. We say good morning to Ribby Paltz. Hi, Ribby.
Hey there, middle man. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm here in the Wuhan, China, and I'm monitoring the coronas.
You're actually in Wuhan.
That's exactly right. You know, I'm immune to the corona, so I can be in these sort of red zones of infection rates.
Are you sure about that?
I'm very sure about that, Giorgio. I was actually an early bug chaser of the virus when it was making the rounds in the erotic underground community I was a part of. And so I developed a resistance. So I can walk around the Wuhan like a conquering hero right now.
Well,
this virus thing.
That must be a good feeling.
It is a good feeling. Well, it's not a good feeling because you see a lot of suffering, but I'm trying to do my part. So try to make things better.
Okay.
Try to make things better.
Right.
It's a serious disease and people need to take it seriously. Let's consult the Corona Tote Board.
Okay.
Latest figures, 93,247 infected, 3,120 dead. All right, come on, people. The Corona window is only going to be open for a little while longer. Pick up that phone. Pledge now.
Pledge? What are we pledging?
To stop it?
Corona's killing people left and right over here. This morning I saw a corona attack a woman in broad daylight.
What does that mean?
The virus, it grabbed her, it threw her on the hood of a car, it started infecting her by crawling into her ear, and she tried to swat it away like a bumblebee, and but it got in there, and then all of a sudden her face went blank, and she stood up and put her arms stiffly out in front of her as she started walking slowly over to a group of school children to infect them. She had become coroned. So
she turned
this is getting serious, and it's now, you know, it's broken out there into Seattle.
Yeah, in the Washington State area,
That's right. So don't think that this is just an international problem. This is now on the shores of the America, and it could be heading towards your home right now.
Yeah, thanks for the warning.
That's right. I'm working as an independent organization right now because the World Health Organization has banned me from working with them.
Why?
I'm a freelancer. I'm a freelance corona babbler.
Why did the World Health Organization ban you?
Got a little handsy with someone.
Ribby.
That's a tough deal, pal. Times changed on me and I wasn't aware. Anyway, I can personally tell the difference between seven different strains of the coronavirus.
There's that many strains?
There's that many strains, Giorgio, and I got to tell you, they all taste different.
Oh, gross.
That's how I'm able to determine which one's which.
You're a super taster.
I'm a super taster. That's right. Super taster. Let's check that tote board again.
It hasn't changed that much in 1 minute.
93,269 infected, 3,129 dead.
Yeah,
okay, come on, people. The phones are waiting. We got people here.
What, who?
I don't know, but I can confirm that the virus can be transmitted sexually, unfortunately.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so watch out for that. And speaking of, let's keep our thoughts and prayers with that nursing home
that's hit so terrible.
Hard there in the Washington area.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if there's any connection between that and those stories about how seniors are more sexually active than they've ever been.
I don't think it has anything to do with that. You
know, well, he would know. He's a senior.
Let me do a service for some people right now. People, please wash your hands throughout the day. You don't just wash them once. You need to wash them throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to wash them not just after you make brown or yellow. You need to do it... You need to do it before you eat and after you eat. Do it every day, 10, 12, and 2. You need to wash your hands. That's one of the most effective things you can do to battle the corona.
Okay.
You don't want to turn into a corona. So, also, do not share straws, needles, or condoms.
Share?
All of that the hard way.
Nobody shares condoms.
Yes, if you need to sneeze, sneeze into your elbow or your enemy's face. Don't sneeze into your hand and then shake hands with a friend.
Right.
That's very important to people. People don't understand that. People just don't understand, man. They don't understand how the corona goes around.
I love the tip of washing your hands at 10, 12, and 2.
Dr. Pepper's old slogan.
So kind of like peppering up, yeah.
It's a little peppered up, yeah. It's a little peppered up. But I'll be traveling. Can I let's do tote board. Let's do tote board.
Again? It hasn't changed.
Oh, good. Okay, it's gone down. 93,100 people infected. 3,047 dead. So we gained a few of those people came back to life. That's the weird thing about the corona.
I just think that's a malfunction.
It's a weird thing, but those numbers coming down, that's a good sign. That means that some people heard me telling about wash hands, and then they washed their hands, and then the corona numbers went down.
Shouldn't you be getting ready for the draft?
What draft?
The NFL draft.
Oh, that's coming up?
Yeah, your bread and butter.
Oh, dang, I gotta go, bye.
Oh, man. There he goes, Ribby, allegedly from Wuhan.